Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Woo! This is going to be a good show. I need you to wake up all your friends and family and colleagues that have a nonprofit 501c3 because this show is especially for you. There's a social capital grant cycle that's opened last week, and you need to mark the calendars because it's going to close on October 22nd. Guess who we scored for this interview? Elizabeth Troutman, our Senior Vice President, Civic Leadership Programs and Initiatives. Amazing one. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now accepting applications for the Social Capital Grant Cycle.
So exciting. Love it. Yes. Our grant cycle opened last Friday and will go until October 22nd. You know, we are so excited to continue to invest in social capital. And really, you know, social capital is all about creating opportunities.
During these trying times, I'm not sure if you guys are working remotely most of the time. Many of us had to pivot and we had to learn along the way. And I was getting a couple of emails from the foundation saying, hey, there's a grant opportunity for nonprofits. And all we need to do is get the word out. And that's the main thing because nonprofits are busy taking care of people, places, and things. And sometimes running that engine, there's two people.
And definitely organizations always need funding to do the work that they do. And so, you know, at Foundation for the Carolinas, our goal is really to support nonprofits in, you know, accomplishing their mission. You know, social capital, when you think about what that actually means, it's really about networks, connections, creating access to people that, you know, can provide resources and opportunities. There's the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. And we know that, you know, from research that people with ample social capital, you know, have better success getting jobs, getting access to capital for entrepreneurship. And so our goal through this grant cycle is really to support those organizations that are making those connections, facilitating those mentorship opportunities, really placing individuals and youth in a position to succeed and achieve economic mobility.
And we're talking new nonprofits, nonprofits that have been in existence for a while. When you said young folks, I thought about that because there's some young folks out there with some nonprofits doing some great work.
There are. There was a young man, Righteous Kit, who actually went through one of the programs that we funded called Generation Nation. And it's all about creating civic leaders. And he has his own nonprofit and joined us for a community conversation series that we host on Boys of Color, and he is an amazing young man and doing amazing young things. And so I wonder if he will apply. We hadn't discussed, but that's an example of a young person that went through, you know, one of the organizations that we funded in the past. He's a student at UNC Chapel Hill and just doing really great things.
You know, that name is so familiar. I've probably seen him on some panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He and his mother have a radio podcast. I think it's called Apples and Trees, but I know he started a nonprofit that was focused on serving those experiencing homelessness. It's just been out there young, doing great work.
Ooh, we're doing great work. You guys have been doing great work for quite some time. For some of us, a secret, but now the secret's out.
The social capital grant cycle is just one of three other grant cycles that we have focused on, you know, supporting children, youth, providing family stability. You know, this is the next round for the year, but I mean, Foundation for the Carolinas has been empowering individuals for years.
We love a success story. What are some examples of organizations or programs that have been funded in the past?
An organization that I'm sure many are familiar with called Empowerment. And they're focused on, yes, develop women to be leaders. And so, you know, through this grant cycle, they funded a career coach to help support and direct their mentees to internships. And then you have other organizations like Guardhouse Limited, and you know they're focused on developing college students of color for employment. And so, you know, the funding for them helped them really connect Black and Brown youth to employment prospects in healthcare. And then you also have DigiBridge, and you know they're focused on the digital access and certainly bridging the digital divide. And this fund supported them in supporting their successful STEAM and robotics programs, but also connecting the scholars in those programs to mentors and diverse leaders who are succeeding in STEM. And so, you know, we know it's more than training, but it's also, you know, navigating the systems, understanding some of the kind of unspoken truths of different environments. And so that's what that social capital investment is all about.
Where can we apply?
Sure. You can go to fftc.org. That's the Foundation for the Carolinas website, and search under the Charlotte Mecklenburg Community Foundation or Social Capital Grant Cycle. But to your point, in finding and accessing a mentor can be tricky. And so where there are organizations that are helping connect, that are setting up specific targeted program to help students and adults make those connections, that's what we want to support, and that's what we want to encourage.
We love it, because I'll just be honest, in society today, it's just a little more challenging. And to know that this is an easy process, it's a trusted process.
Each organization has their own sweet sauce, right? So we're not there to tell you how to do it. There are some, you know, key principles that we look for and or ask that organizations are incorporating related to connection and developing that community and really considering cultural competencies. But, you know, each organization has a special way, and we're here to celebrate that and invest in that.
And it sounds like your team, I don't know how big the team is, but it sounds like your team has their ear to the ground.
Absolutely. Conversations, connecting, learning more. I mean, we're in so many things, so it's helpful to really bring a holistic view. I mean, if I think about the conversations I have on a day-to-day basis, I may be talking about homelessness and food security or literacy and educational support, or it's, and so it really kind of helps us kind of see the broader view of how all of the things that are happening in our community are coming together. One of the things with this particular grants process is we really give special attention to some of those grassroots organizations that are, you know, doing the work that, you know, may not know all of the systems and all of the things that you know after being in the space for many years. But this is an opportunity to really support that work and even help along the way in terms of, you know, understanding some of the pieces of the nonprofit world.
When it comes to conversations, because I know you host a lot of virtual conversations in the community regarding issues of concern to everyone, can we just kind of tune in and listen, or do we have to be a part of a membership?
No, conversations are open to all. So we kicked off a virtual community conversation series actually in August for as a part of Black Philanthropy Month. And that particular conversation was the one I mentioned on Boys of Color and really talking about the challenges and opportunities. And so that is also available through a link on our website, fftc.org. It is presented by the Robinson Center for Civic Leadership, and it is intended for everyone in the community to attend, to join in the chat discussion and really give feedback. We really, really focus on highlighting important community issues and research and local work, but also national best practices, and kind of looking at, you know, where are there opportunities for innovation? what are the questions and things that we should be considering as a community, and what great work is already happening that we really need to highlight and spotlight. There are so many organizations doing so many great things. So of course it's tricky to hone in on one, but there are so many unknown. I at one of our last sessions, I had someone respond and say, I'd never even heard of that organization. And I'd love to hear that. But, you know, even with that, I love to hear people say, gosh, that really made me think. That made me think differently about the topic, or even made me want to shift my philanthropic dollars to focus on this particular issue, or connect to volunteer with that nonprofit organization and then join them and continue to do them monthly.
Oh, monthly. That's good. Yes. So I've got to ask this. Once we go to fftc.org and we click Community Social Grant Program that you have going on right now, that does end October 22nd, the grant process is open for us, but are you looking for specific things in our proposal?
When you click on the link, it kind of gives you a guide of those things. But it's really, do you have an organization or do you have a program in your organization that is focused on building those networks, creating access to opportunity? Mentorship is a big connection to social capital. If that's the sole purpose of your organization, or if you have a program within your organization that's doing that life navigation work, we like to call it, then I would definitely encourage you to apply. And, you know, if you have questions, we are here to talk. We're open. You can reach us at civicleadership@fftc.org. And I'm happy to have a meeting, conversation, answer any questions. We want to make sure that we are helping people navigate the process as well.
Oh, and once they hear your voice on the radio, and then we can call. What?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I got to ask this question. How much money can we get?
You know, grants have ranged between about $2,000 to $10,000. You know, for some larger projects, the amount has just gone larger, but that's the typical range. We are blessed to really have a grants advisory board specifically for social capital that represents individuals from different sectors. And they are the reviewers. And then it ultimately goes to our Charlotte Mecklenburg Community Foundation board approval. But there is flexibility in the investment. We've seen nonprofits do great things with the grants they've received.
Right, because we can do a lot with $2,500. We can do a lot with $10,000 or larger. We can do a lot. You know how creative we can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know I've only got you for about two more minutes, Elizabeth. If you're just now tuning in, we have a new best friend this weekend. It is our amazing Elizabeth Troutman. She's our Senior Vice President of Civic Leadership Programs and Initiatives for Foundation for the Carolinas. Is there anything you want to share with us before we leave out today?
Sure. You already mentioned the grant cycle. So I encourage you to apply. Email us at civicleadership@fftc.org if you have questions, and join our virtual conversation series, thinking about innovation from mobile food pantries to urban farming, all types of ways to really eradicate food deserts in our community. And then I would also say, you know, jump on and take a listen look at the last session, which was focused on social capital. And we had some great speakers, Richard Reeves from Brookings Institution, who's done some amazing research around it, as well as Harold Rice, who's leading the Black Social Capital Initiative. I'm not sure it's many people know about. And then we heard from Dr. Michelle Meggs, who is the new leader of UNC Charlotte Women and Girls Research Alliance. And then Bob McKinnon, who also has a podcast. It's called Moving Up USA, and he talks about what it means to build a dream team and thinking about who is on your dream team and who you should have on your dream team. Join us for those. We invite you to sign up. Again, they're open to all. I love what Harold Rice from the Black Social Capital Initiative said. He said, you know, we really should be intentional and thoughtful about really building your dream team. And, you know, find someone that's doing work that you love, find someone that is where you want to be, and be persistent. And, you know, just connect with them, ask them to give you advice, counsel, or have a Zoom coffee. There's a two-way communication with that comes with social capital. And I love that he shared that because I thought that was just a great general tip.
Need to go now. It's fftc.org and look at some of the previous sessions, the virtual conversations that they've had. The grant process cycle, I should say, is open until October 22nd. So I want to thank you and your team for being so gracious and always have a smile. You guys always have a smile on your face.
You know, it's good to have a smile. If you smile, it makes you even happy when things are tough. I love having a smile.
Awesome. I want to thank you for joining us today. Right now, go to the website. It's fftc.org. We're going to take a short break, and guess what? We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.